Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm chapter 72 verse 6. It says, He will be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. Hallelujah. I like the beautiful prophecy of David on the coming of the Lord and about the reign of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, the spiritual blessings of a spiritual life are intended for every believer, not just for a favored few. You know, the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 26, I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessings. In this season of Pentecost, there are showers of blessings that have been poured upon the body of Christ. And the Lord desires that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you and I will always be above. We'll always have altitude and we'll have abundance. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more in abundance. That is what Jesus was doing. When he went up, ascended into heaven, sat on the right hand of God the Father, he sent his Holy Spirit upon us so that we will never be the same. At Christmas, Christ was God Emmanuel. He was with us. At Easter, Christ was for us. At Pentecost, Christ is in us. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, remember, it's all about you. It's all about the power of God that's working in you. God loves us so much. He loves you so dearly that he desired to come and dwell not only with you, but in you. So be encouraged. Be blessed today. Remember that God is for you, not against you. Remember that God is with you. Remember that God is in you. And the Spirit of God in you is the hope of all glory. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, be strong, be courageous, be bold. Be bold as a lion. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. God gives you, the Spirit of God gives you the boldness to stand for the truth, to speak the truth. And he gives you the boldness and the art of communication to speak the truth to your people around you. And I believe in this season of Pentecost, you will see growth in every area. You'll see increase in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, financially, materially, maritally, emotionally. You will prosper because of the Spirit of God that is in you. Amen. So be encouraged, be blessed, and recall and reflect on individuals whose lives have strongly evidenced the Holy Spirit's presence and power. Ask God in faith to make this your portion as well. Ask God, pray as you go. Say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Lord, baptize me. Lord, let the Spirit of God flow through my belly, reaching the unreached people, setting the captives free, healing the sick, preaching the good news to the poor, and doing good unto all mankind. Amen. That's the purpose of Pentecost. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We appreciate you, we thank you, we love you, we bless you from the bottom of our hearts. I pray, Lord, that even today you will come unto us as rain on the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. Lord, as the deer that panteth for the water, O Father God, and runneth toward the oasis to receive and to receive that fresh infilling. I ask of you, Father, that even today you will baptize us afresh in the Holy Spirit. By the power of your Holy Ghost, we will achieve great things. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we will do great and wonderful things in your kingdom and around us, O Father. In our marketplaces, the power of God will flow. In our schools, in our colleges, the power of God will flow. Lord God Almighty, I pray healing will flow, deliverance will flow, demons will be cast out. The power that you have given, O Lord God Almighty, Father, will do mighty, mighty miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow your people because of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for that, O Lord. Even today, Lord, as your people step out to the jobs and the businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that you'll grant them success, O Father God. Prosper them because of the Holy Spirit. You'll give them the favor with their management. And I pray that you will be alone exalted. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of infirmity and I cast you out. Get out. And you enter into that body again no more. And Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, your people are healed and made whole. And we thank you for that. For healing is the birthright of the believers. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We give you all glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority. Because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. And have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.